Now begin by finding a comfortable position, one where your body's totally supported. Arms and legs uncrossed. Take three deep, full cleansing breaths. As you let yourself settle down into whatever you're sitting or lying upon. Now let your attention come behind your eyes and imagine a spot in the center of your head that you begin to use as the origination and release point for your breath. Drawing the breath towards you and releasing it from you. This is just a subtle shift in orientation that helps you to center your energy inside rather than scattering it all around outside. Now let that spot drop like a plumb line down inside. Let it go as deep as it will without forcing. It may land in the chest, the abdomen, or the pelvis. Continue to allow your breath to be long and slow and easy. Letting your mind be completely absorbed in the gentle flow of the breath, an easy filling up and letting go. Find that place where you're gently guiding the breath, not really forcing or controlling it. At the top of the inhale, pause just slightly, no holding of the breath. And at the end of the exhale, again, pause. So you're inhaling fully, easily, pausing at the top, letting go and exhaling, gently pausing, and just getting used to this circular way of breathing. Finding that spot where your mind can expand into the spaciousness of being present only in this moment with the breath. Now, as you relax into that easy rhythm, gently scan your body to see if there are any areas of constriction, holding, or tightness. When you find them, send the warm energy of the breath there. And release it with the exhale. Letting yourself go deeper and deeper as the breath eases you into an easy state of relaxation. Now begin to imagine or remember all of the places that you've sent your energy lately. Energy moves out away from us through attention, all our worries, our stress. Intend on drawing this energy back to you using the breath. Remember, energy follows attention and intention and drifts away from us through a lot of our daily activities. Through shifting that attention and intention, you can call back your energy and reclaim a lot of what has left you. You could imagine brightly colored streamers flowing out from you, and you reverse the flow so you're drinking the energy back inside, much as you would drink liquid through a straw, inhaling it back, and as you exhale it, letting it settle back down deep inside you. Gently let your breath continue to be long and slow and easy, letting your abdomen and your rib cage fully expand. drawing the breath all the way in to the bottom of your lungs. And as you focus on getting the oxygen down to the base of your lungs, the middle and top of your rib cage will expand just quite naturally. You don't have to worry about that. Once again, finding that spot where you can breathe in this full, easy way, without struggle, without tension. Feel yourself letting go of stress with the gentle movement of the breath. As you inhale, you may want to focus on bringing in new healing, fresh energy. As you exhale, releasing stress, tension, old stuck energy. Focusing more on bringing in the new energy, even as you are aware of releasing the old. That's it. With each breath, allow more and more tension to release. You may also want to intend or feel the breath dissolving and carrying away confusion, doubt, fear, or anxiety, anything negative that you've been holding. As you do, you'll experience yourself becoming lighter and lighter, even as you drift deeper into a growing sense of ease and tranquility. Feel yourself softening and opening to more and more of the positive feelings, allowing them to move steadily, deliberately, all throughout your body, continuing to draw in peace and harmony, releasing discomfort and stress, letting the breath rise and fall naturally, smoothly, just a gentle, seamless motion in and out. Let your mind soften, your attention become more open, spacious. Thoughts, feelings, and sensations may naturally arise. Simply choose not to follow them, quietly bringing your awareness back to the gentle rhythm of the breath, in and out. Staying with this sensation of spaciousness in the mind, let your attention come to the soles of your feet. Imagine that you're standing on the warm spring earth, barefoot. Feel your feet in contact with the ground as it rises up to meet you, offering you a firm foundation of solidity and security that you can trust. Trust it to hold you, so that you can let go even deeper into peace and relaxation. Now begin to feel as though you can draw the warm, steady, earthy energy up through your feet, letting this strong, stable energy flow up through your legs and torso, bringing it all the way up to the top of your head, where it flows out through the crown and tumbles all around you, a golden light filling the energy field that surrounds and holds you. Continue to draw that energy up from the earth through your body, letting it emerge out through the crown several more times. Each time, you may begin to feel more and more in connection with the sensation and with the flow of energy within. It may be helpful to coordinate the visualization of the energy with the movement of your breath. But don't worry if this doesn't work for you right away. Just connect with the sense of energy moving up and down throughout your system. Any place where you sense tightness, constriction, or breaks in the flow of energy, just intend smooth, easy movement as best you can. Over time, you'll notice that just repeating this will increase the ease, smoothness, vitality, and flow. Now imagine a golden ball of light about a foot above your head. As you begin to soften and open the crown of your head, imagine drawing the breath in and out through the crown. Use the breath to create a sense of ease, openness, warmth. Release any tension you feel here as you become receptive to receiving sparkling light that streams down from this golden ball, down through your crown, cascading down like effervescent honey, emptying into the top of the head. Once again, you can imagine that you're drinking energy through the straw, this liquid moving down through the top of the head, the middle of the head, down through the neck, out across the shoulders, into the upper chest, letting it move smoothly, softly, down through the rest of your torso to the root, the base of your spine. When it arrives there, see or feel it separating into two streams of energy, one flowing down each leg and exiting right out through the soles of the feet. It may be helpful to coordinate the breath with the movement of energy. So with the inhale, imagine drinking in that golden energy from above, letting it come all the way down through the head, neck, torso, to the base of the spine, exhaling it from the base of the spine, down each leg, and out through the soles of the feet. In the beginning of this, you may feel the energy very much on the surface. As you practice, you will feel the energy moving deeper and deeper within you. For right now, just accept it as is, knowing that part of this is getting to know how you experience energy. Now begin to alternate those two currents, using the breath to guide the earthy energy up from the ground, through your feet, through the legs, up through the body, letting it emerge through the crown. As you exhale, letting the energy tumble out into your aura. On the next inhale, drinking the golden light in from above you, moving it all the way down through the torso to the base of the spine. Exhaling down through the legs and out through the feet. So just repeat a few cycles of this, getting comfortable and easy with the whole process. Now let your attention come to rest on the sole of the left foot. Draw earthy energy up through it, all the way up the left side to the top of your head. Once you arrive there, with the exhale, move the energy down the right side and out through the sole of the right foot. So moving the energy in through the left, out through the right. The whole left side of the body and the whole right side of the body. flowing the energy in this way through several cycles, paying attention to softening, opening, and expanding the stream of energy that you feel as it flows in through the left and out through the right. So just continuing that cycle. Energy that enters the left side of the body is feminine energy. It nourishes and supports. It assists with the expression of the right-sided masculine energy that moves out into the world. This has nothing to do with gender. It's merely descriptive of the quality of the energy. Chinese medicine calls the feminine yin energy, that which nourishes and supports. The energy that moves out and acts in the world is known as yang energy. We need both, and this technique helps to balance. Now let your attention come to rest at the base of the spine. Allow yourself a moment to just get comfortable settling in. Now begin to draw the energy from the base of the spine up the back. Once you get to the crown of the head, gently guide the energy over the forehead, down through the neck, chest, and abdomen, returning once again to the base of the spine. Once you return there, continue to run the energy in this circuit, being mindful of creating a smooth, even flow up the back and down the front. Once again, you may experience this very much on the surface at the beginning. And then as you practice, the sensation gets deeper and broader. Place your tongue behind your teeth. This helps close the circuit so you have a smooth flow, circular flow, up the back and down the front. You may coordinate the breath with that in any way that feels comfortable to you. As you move through the cycle, intend gentle opening. If you hit something that feels like a real constriction or block that doesn't yield to a softening, the energy will move around it and can continue the cycle. Once it gets past that, over time, you may encourage a soft opening of this blockage to reestablish the integrity of that flow. Now bring your attention to the center of your chest and imagine that you can breathe in and out through this heart space. Imagine a circle 3 to 4 or 5 inches in diameter. If you sense any tightness, constriction, or heaviness there, just expand, creating warmth and openness as you gently let the breath wash in and out, letting your greater awareness be on the spaciousness, the opening. Feel as though you have a nice, steady flow of energy in and out through the heart space. This is more of a rinsing action, not a filling and emptying. As you move the energy in and out, it tends to accumulate and build, so you may begin to feel stronger presence in that part of you. You may feel the heart opening more and more so that anything that may be lodged or stuck there can be released. At the same time that you build new, stronger, caring, and compassionate energy. Your heart is the primary way that you connect and contact the external world. It's a major center for emotion. It's easy to have the heart close unconsciously when it senses negativity, harshness, or ill will. The heart is a storehouse of peace, serenity, deep care and compassion, loving kindness and gratitude, as well as a major sensing organ. Because it is natural to protect ourselves, the heart may often constrict or close. We need to be conscious of when there's closure so that we can reopen it. And expand and ground the healthy feelings that are so natural to the heart. This is a major way we can influence not only our mental, emotional, and physical well-being, but also the creation of our external life. So to strengthen the energy of the heart, let your attention rest on gratitude, appreciation, or loving kindness. Imagine that energy flowing in and out through the heart and enjoying that sensation as feelings of strife, conflict, stress, or other pain or discomfort are displaced. A simple choice of placing our attention on the positive while not resisting or denying the negative helps us develop more ease, strength, and equanimity. You may still be aware of difficult sensations, but you'll more notice the growing ability to shift your awareness toward the energies or feelings that you do want, rather than feeling compelled or controlled by negative emotion. You'll begin to notice a choice point where you can release resistance, allow feelings to arise, and just as quickly fall away as you learn to not be caught in negativity or resistance. Now just continue, having the sense of breathing from the inside out, keeping yourself centered. And beginning to return to normal awareness. Gently allow yourself to begin to lighten up a little at a time, in your own way. As you allow the breath to become deeper, feel it flowing down through the legs, out through the feet as you ground, coming back more and more into the present moment in the room around you, letting that breath bring you back into normal awareness gradually and gently. Sensing the light and the sounds around you until finally when you're ready to be back, slowly open your eyes.